Welcome to the Outspoken Podcast. My name is Patrick Gaskell, and I am here with the beautiful Laura Kate yet again. And today, we're going to be talking about wives' tales. Oh, I thought you were going to do it with me. Okay, try it again.
Wives' tales.
There we go.
So we're going to talk about, of course, another pregnancy-related podcast. I mean, it's really hard not to. It's just kind of our whole lives right now. And one of the biggest topics of conversation for us has been the gender prediction and discussing, you know, what we think it is, and obviously the infamous Google search of wives' tales and little tricks and signs just so that we can kid ourselves into thinking that we can predict it. We do have our gender
date
scan,
yeah,
our ultrasound for the anatomy and gender reveal sort of thing, booked for the end of May, kind of after a May long weekend. So we have an end in sight, but it does not stop us from doing all these little tests and whatnot.
It's the longest wait. There's nothing longer than waiting to see whether it's a guy or a girl. Like, I just want to know. And these wives' tales, as much as it's a great pastime, trick you into believing it's one thing or another. So we're going to go through at least one wives' tale kind of little questionnaire thing with you guys. But just before talking about that, like, I think for me personally, the reason why it's so long is because, one, I want to actually spend some time getting set on some names, although we have one for female. Because you actually took the time to do the girl names, and I think we both agree on one. The guys, I have put no effort. I just don't want to put any effort into names.
I've put in effort for guys.
Yeah.
I have a list on my phone.
It's the toughest for us. We're having a hard time with guys.
Yeah, guy names we're finding it really difficult. We saw a meme recently that was basically, you don't know how many people you hate until you try to name your baby.
I know, it's so true, and that's probably why you're having such a hard time with guy names.
Maybe.
And like, maybe. Personally, you know, the girl names.
Well, ours is really original, I think, so there's not really an issue with that.
Yeah. Which is what I want to find for a boy as well.
Yeah, me too. Well, we want it to be, when it comes to names, like, we don't want it to be so original that it's weird and our kid's gonna have a hard time with that name. We like almost like classic names that are gonna be timeless and good for them as both a baby, adolescent, and an adult. Like, we don't want our baby having a weird name that it just seems like grandpa, or having our child grow up and introduce themselves at a new job and have like a very childish name.
Look at this little baby Leonard. Like, what? No, I'm picturing Leonard, 60-year-old dress suit type, gray hair. I just couldn't picture a baby being a Leonard.
Yeah. So it is tough, and I feel like we are both just like kind of picky. Plus, I don't know, I have this thing with names. I have like a gut feeling towards them.
I think everyone.
Like, I know, like, if that's my kid's name or not. Like, you'll say a name, and I'm like, kids, maybe it's a nice name, but, like, that's not my son's name. Like,
some,
that's not
too, they're beautiful names. They just don't match with the last name.
That's true, too.
I find. Yeah. You know, I'm like, oh, I really like this name. I put it with Gaskell. I'm like, no way. Mm-hmm. That's not it. That's not the one. So, yeah, and it's such a long way. I personally don't like putting energy into something that's probably going to be a waste, so,
waste.
You know?
See, I don't mind. I like to be prepared for both options. Even though I have a strong idea of what I think the baby is, I still am really open to both, because you just never know. Like, a lot of the reasons why I think it's, I think it's a girl. A lot of the reasons are, obviously, some of them are based off of the wives' tales and, like, the common symptom commonalities with gender that I read on forums and whatnot. Plus, like, I have a certain gut feeling. But also, that could be, I'm one of four girls. My sister just had two girls. On my mom's side, we only have two grandsons, or I have two boy cousins, and all the rest are girls, so.
You guys all produce females.
Yeah.
Whereas like my side of the family, where it's like my brother, my dad has a bunch of brothers and it's all guys, so.
Yeah. But, I mean,
we're gonna find out soon enough in about
like
a month.
It's kind of a mix with your cousins though. It's kind of like.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, so we find out at the end of May, and until then, we'll continue going crazy over these.
Well, it's wild too. Like, my dad told me that he actually waited. He didn't want to know the gender until it was out, and I'm just racking my brain on how someone could do that. I'm like, don't you want to take the time to see if the name sticks versus like name it as soon as, I guess you can like look at it when it comes out and go, oh, this looks like a blah, blah, blah.
But also, what if like for me, I'm factoring into the thing, like into the hormones of it all. And I've been thinking of names for years, even before I got pregnant. And then, like, once I have the baby, like, you have no idea the rush of emotions and, like, hormones that are flooding through your body. What if you can't think of a name or no name's good enough? And I just have some sort of mental breakdown, like, our daughter's not named. And
I don't get how, like, it's kind of like people that just get a spontaneous tattoo and then all of a sudden, like, weeks or months later, they can regret it. Like, I feel like that's what it is to pick a name. The second you see it,
but I think,
or whatever,
like, I mean,
right?
I feel like too, like seeing your son or daughter for the first time, like maybe a name does pop into your head. When I'm not against that happening, but
Our baby just kicked. Let's call him Kicker.
No, I'm just saying that sometimes I think for some people it does really hit them like that, and I think that that's why I like having a couple different names kind of lined up in my head that I do really like, so that if it doesn't seem like the name I picked, then I have other ones to kind of choose from.
Did our baby just frown? Frowny. That's the one. That's it.
This is a weird joke.
But yeah, how about we go through that little wives' tale, stick you down that journey that we've been taking the last little while.
So there are some that I think, and I have read a lot of different ones. Like, I've done different online quizzes and then just like looked at different like symptom lists. And then I've also read some articles that are like based more on scientific studies, and so they have more like backing to them. And some of them I think can be a bit telling, and other ones are just whack. But also, you never know, right? You just never know. A super common one they say is if the baby's heartbeat is lower than 140 beats per minute, it's a boy. If it's higher than that, then it's a girl.
Because girls stress more, right? So they're inside stressing out and their heartbeat's going crazier.
Maybe. And that's more like the first time we got the heart rate, the baby was too young. It was still too small for that to be part of the test, I believe. So I don't know. And the last time I got I heard the heartbeat, but I didn't get the rate. So I don't know.
So that one's understandable. I totally believe that one.
Yeah. Carrying all out front. Or carrying high versus low. I disagree with this one. I think there can be some similarities. I think the thing that makes it more valid is the roundness, because I know that often with girls, you end up gaining more like of a...
So if you're carrying all out front, it's what, a boy or a girl?
Like if it's all out, like if it's like a basketball, they say it's a boy. But it's really, I really don't believe in this one, because I think it has so much more to do with the mother's body type, makeup, muscle content, how her abdomen is shaped. Because I know my sister, with her first baby, was a girl, and she had it all out front. You couldn't even tell she was pregnant from the back, like all those things. And they're like, oh, it's a boy, but it was 1,000% a girl.
So if you're carrying it all out from the back, people, it's a girl.
If you have a camel back,
yeah. If you're
it's
hunchback, it's a girl.
They say if you're blooming in pregnancy, so if you're like, if you're glowing and your skin looks amazing, that it's a boy.
You're welcome.
And they say if it's a girl that you look a little bit more run down. And I think I've been a mix of both, so I have no idea.
You're always glowing.
Thank you, but you're seeing
obligated.
Me through obligated. I was
what?
Gonna say
what
seeing me through rose colored glasses. But yeah, there's this old wives' tale that says that if you're carrying a girl, you look worse, is that the daughter is stealing all its mother's beauty.
That is absolutely adorable.
Terrifying.
You're passing it.
There is a, they say, a connection to morning sickness.
Okay, so explain that one. So if you're throwing up a lot more.
No. So this one is a misconception. Like I read more into it. Because, I mean, there is cases of women who haven't had that much morning sickness. And the likelihood of it being ending up being a boy is higher. I think that has to do with the hormones, like the type of hormones that, or how much the HCG levels are elevated and whatnot. But again, my sister had hardly any morning sickness for the first baby, and it was a girl. But there, again, that the thing is the morning sickness, like it's more about if it's severe. So hyperemesis, which is very severe morning sickness, which lasts almost the entire pregnancy.
What's it called?
Hyperemesis. And that has been linked to female births. And they say too, like if you're sick for the first 12 weeks, it's more likely a girl, which I was, so that happened. They say if your right breast is bigger than your left, it's a boy. If you're
so wild, like how that I feel like that is complete crap.
My left boob has always been bigger than my right, so I don't think that this comes into play here for me.
Right, like just so if you want a boy, go find yourself a girl that's got the right breast bigger than the left. You just go, hey, nice to meet you. Yeah, can I just take a look at your breast really quick? Okay, your right one is bigger. Okay, this can work.
No, but it could change when she gets pregnant. Like, what then?
Wow, imagine all of a sudden. No.
We're just trying to find
yourself. I prepped for this.
No, we're trying to find yourself an even-breasted lady.
And then calculate after the difference.
This one I haven't heard until today. You look at yourself in the mirror for at least a minute, your pupils dilate if you're carrying a boy. I have not tried this one out yet.
How can you, like, I'd creep myself out. I'd just, like, look into my pupils. Come on, grow. Like, what?
So I haven't tried the one out yet, so I don't know my deal. They say if you're craving salty food or protein, such as meat and cheese, you're carrying a boy. And if you're carrying sweet stuff, fruit and juice, you're carrying a girl. I have to say I have been craving nothing but fruit and juice. I usually don't even like sweet stuff, but I have been all about the sweet this pregnancy and turned off every savory, salty food that is in existence. So mealtimes are weird when it's not a bowl of strawberries. They say if your feet become cold more quickly than before you were pregnant, it's a boy. I find that I'm warmer than usual. If you tie a gold ring to some thread, hang it over your stomach, it moves in circles.
Okay, that is so ridiculous.
Yeah, that one too. And also I read on another site.
So ridiculous.
I read on another site that it said that if it moves in circles, it's a girl. So this I don't believe. If your skin becomes more dry, it's a boy. If it becomes more soft, it's a girl.
See, I'll just be like, okay, well that's like temperature outside the season.
No, that is... your skin has a lot to do with your insides. So, like, I think that does have some merit. I don't know how. I think it has to do, again, with the hormones or something like that. But my skin, I mean, there are some things, like, whether it does have some effect, but your general body skin, you're not outside getting weathered, right? So it's, a lot of that has to do with your inside, like nutrition and things like that. But nutrition also comes into play for that one. I think for, at least for the first trimester, often if you're really sick, like I was, I lost 10 pounds in the first trimester because I was throwing up so much and it was really hard for me to eat. And I found I definitely was getting like, I was taking my prenatals, so I obviously got what I needed for the baby, but I definitely
did. That's still wild to consider, like, you're growing and an extra person is inside you and you still lose 10 pounds.
I know. It did not come out of my uterus. they say...
Yeah, this
there's some wild. There's some math ones. They say if you can bind your age at the time of conception with the number of months you conceived, it results in an even number, it's a boy or...
Minus the number of cousins you have and, like, why? Like, I think that is so ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It's so unbelievable. I compare some of these to like horoscopes.
Yeah, like, so wildly like the Chinese vague. Calendar one, like I don't understand how that can come into play. If your hair becomes more full-bodied and shiny during pregnancy, I think, again, this is too early for me to tell. Because I think, too, like, that usually is more, like, end of second trimester you notice your hair is more full or not, so. If the hair on your legs is growing faster during pregnancy, mine has been growing faster.
There you go, it's a boy.
No, but they also said on other articles, they said if your hair everywhere has been growing more, if you have hair on your belly, then it's a girl. So I don't really know what this means. You have more prone to headaches, it's a boy. I have not really had any headaches. Only when I don't eat enough.
I do. Maybe it's a boy.
I think you're a boy.
Oh.
This one, I don't, like, if your pillow faces the north when you sleep.
Accurate, 100%. Does yours?
I have no idea. Let's see here. If you are asked to show your hands, if you present them palm down, it's a boy. If you present them palm up, it's a girl. Like, wow. I will always present them palm up, like, that will
just
not
habit change.
If you sleep on your left or right side, so if you sleep on your left side, it's a boy. If you sleep on your right side, it's a girl. I've always slept on my right side, so that has not changed. If your pee is bright yellow, it's a boy. If it's not, it's a girl. That, it would be a girl for me. But I also drink a lot of water, so.
Yeah, you do.
this one is good. I haven't heard this one until today either.
Okay, tell me.
If you were the more aggressive partner during lovemaking when you conceived, it's a boy. If your partner was the more aggressive lovemaker when you conceived, it's a girl.
Yeah, I think that one's full of crap.
Yeah, like.
There's no way.
Yeah. This one I also heard today for the first time. If you eat a lot of garlic and the smell seeps out of your pores, it's a boy. If you don't smell like garlic out of your pores after you eat a bunch of garlic, it's a girl. Well, I'm turned off garlic, so we're not doing this test.
Damn it. I was thinking of shoving a full clove of garlic in your mouth and seeing.
Oh, this one is also so full of it. If your previous child's first word was dada, it's a boy.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I know.
What does it say?
If your previous child's first word was dada, it's a boy.
That is so crap.
Yeah, if you're, yeah. and then there's ones that they do for ultrasounds. If your baby's forehead was more sloping and the lower jaw was more squared, it's a boy. And if the lower jaw was more rounded and the top of the head was more tapered, it's a girl. There is, like, some, like, genetic markers that can decipher that, and that is a little bit more valid. Same with the, I don't remember what it's called, but there is a test you can do, like, with placenta location that can be telling. But again, like, that's, like, kind of science, kind of, I don't know if it's true or not. But they say it is, like...
It's pretty wild, like, all of these that we've kind of gone through. How many have you done? Let's be real. How many wise tales have you read through and, like, completed in a way?
Completed? Well, I don't know. I've done, like, 2 tests, so that's the completed part, and read through a couple different sites.
That's ridiculous. And if, I don't know about you, but, like, I'm almost sold on the fact that it's a girl, even though, like, these are just... hypothetical.
I know. But it's also, you think, like, what I have done is I've gone through, like, I'm on different, like, pregnancy apps, and they have, like, community boards, and I've gone through the, like,
response.
These, like, forums of women that write their symptoms, and, like, their main ones, like, sickness, cravings, and whatever else, mixed with what they ended up having. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm reading through them, and the ones that I find are the most accurate, it's funny. The morning sickness one was, like, I want to say 60% accurate. Like, one, like, any of them that said they had no morning sickness ended up having a boy. But then there was, like, ones that did get morning sickness and still had a boy. Mm-hmm. But everyone that was sick, for sure. Like, there was no girl sickness. I mean, there was no woman that had sickness and didn't have a
boy.
No, there was no woman that had a girl that didn't get sick. There you go. I got it out. Okay. And that was not even the most telling one. The most telling one that I didn't see one
wrong.
Like straight from the thing was the cravings. Every single one that had a boy, they were like, I was craving fries, burgers, like salt, this, that. And everyone that had a girl was like, sweet, fruit, like pastries, juice, candy, like all these things. And that has been like a very strong thing for me, and very different than my usual. Like before I got pregnant, we didn't even buy fruit that much. Like we would buy apples for juicing, and like the odd thing of bananas, and like sometimes I buy grapes for you, but I never ate fruit. Like I was not really into it. I loved my like veggies, hummus, just like savory snacks and just like veggie tastes. And now I cannot get enough fruit and just sweet stuff in general.
So true.
I sit around so much like
candy-ish fruit stuff in the house now. It's ridiculous.
I know. And how often am I sitting on the couch just like wanting donuts? And that time we had to go and get pie.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
I remember these things. Yeah, so I'm curious. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna create a poll of people, or what people think on whether the wives' tales are true or false on Facebook. Just go find Outspoken, and through the poll, give us your opinion as to why you think it's real, why you think it's wrong, whether it's personal experience or you just think it's full of crap. I want to hear your opinion there. So, do you want to add anything?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
All right. Did you want to go through the girls or?
I kind of did both.
Yeah, I guess it goes both ways, right?
There's all the, like other random ones, but they don't really matter. Oh, one thing, the ones we didn't talk about were mood and brain, kind of. Mm-hmm. They say if you're more forgetful and more like pregnancy brain, it's a girl. Which, again, that has been 1000% me.
Yeah.
And then they say if you're more moody, it's a girl. If you're more chilled out and just unfazed, it's a boy.
Totally makes sense.
I do have something to add. I wish I was having a boy, because I feel like this would be a heck of a lot easier. All the things that they say it's a boy, they're like, no morning sickness, you just get to crave awesome foods, your skin will glow, no acne, your hair is gonna look great, you're gonna be all chilled out and happy, you're not gonna gain weight all over your body, just a cute little belly, and you're just basically gonna have a ton of energy and just like love your life. Versus all the girl ones, like if you get uglier and throw up all the time and are a literal tyrant, you're having a girl. Better be worth it, like.
Yeah, and from personal experience, that makes sense. Ending on that note, if you want to find us, you can find me at Patrick_GasGal on Instagram. And you can also find us on Outspoken on Facebook. For yourself, you can find her on Instagram, Laura Catherine, LauraKathryn. Did I get that right?
Yeah, you did, but
yes, nailed it.
Really thinking about
nailed
it.
Nailed it. Don't want to hear it, just nailed that.
Yeah, good job.
Is there any other? No, just creep there. That's what a profile. Yeah. So we'll wait to hear from you there and wait to hear from us here again. We'll see you soon.
And look out for our gender reveal.
Oh, right. May 21st. I think we said that already?
No. Wait, I told them it was the end of May, but I didn't tell them the date.
May 21st. We'll be telling you guys.
I don't know if it's going to be that date because we're going to find out that day and then we have to do our like gender reveal video, whatever, for
so true.
Instagram. But if you follow us on Instagram, you'll be able to see it there for a visual display. And then we'll also just, we'll do a podcast update after that to let you know what it is.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm so excited.
Boy.
It's in like 5 weeks and it just said, I could not come fast enough.
Boy or girl, let's find out. All right, catch you next time.